You're listening to Razza Riffs with Keith Razza and Alan Lee, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. Season finale on season four. Keith Razza with Alan Lee. Alan's getting his headphones.
Oh, excuse me.
And then our guest tonight.
Hello?
Is... Your speaker works?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, because I can barely hear you.
Well, I can hear me.
Thing on.
Yeah, you have to turn that thing on.
Here I...
Andy has had his own podcast.
No, that's mine.
Oh. Just let...
But isn't...
Listen.
Holy Lord.
Yes, it's been a little bit more, Andy. Yes, hello,
what?
Andy. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Andy?
That's only too loud.
Oh, my God. This is... I can hear my... It's beautiful. I love this. I'm really loud. I'm almost... In fact, I'm...
Yours is the first one, Keith.
Okay. Yeah.
Could you turn it up?
That's mine. Don't...
Okay,
Andy, could you turn mine up again?
No.
Keith,
we got to turn yours down. You sound like God.
No, but now I can't hear it at all. No, this is good.
Okay.
Andy's a pro. He's already had his own podcast. Imagine he's coming to ours.
Anyways, let's get to it because I don't have a lot of time. How you doing?
How's it going,
are you doing,
Andy?
How do you guys have a fucking show?
Yeah, it gets a good question.
Well, how do you...
Well, usually we film the shows at 7, but I've been trying to get you for 3 years, and you said you'll do it, and then so I rented the studio for another hour just to have you on. So
yes.
Thank you so much
Andy.
Thank you.
We could have done it at 7. I was here.
You weren't.
That's true.
That was a...
We were with Rich...
Schneider.
Schneider.
Where?
Yeah, on the telephone.
Rich? Yeah, on the telephone.
I told you we could call you.
You could have called it in if you wanted.
No, I don't like to do that.
Yeah.
And I live right down the street.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So how you doing, Andy? It's good to see you.
Yeah.
How are you
doing?
Good. Last time I saw you was at the Autism Awareness Show. That was fun.
Yeah.
We did the stand-up in Fullerton.
Oh, that was a nightmare.
Fullerton is exciting. I bet Andy found that very exciting.
It wasn't a nightmare. I thought it was a fun show. I thought you were hilarious.
Well, I was a nightmare.
Oh, no. You're never a nightmare.
I had to talk to the mayor.
Did you really?
Oh, really?
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
I was making a joke on stage saying...
Uh-huh.
Remember what I said? I said, the 90s. They're so great. Now look at me now. Back in the 90s, I made tens of millions of dollars. Now I'm in downtown Fullerton doing comedy for retards. And I was making a joke.
Autism is not, exactly.
You can't even say the R word.
No, that's
whether
it's like, wow.
It's true or not.
People get so angry.
Well, see.
And I have autism and ADD and ADHD and OCD and everything. And all of it is.
Yeah.
Since I've been sitting here for 40 minutes.
Yeah, it just came out.
It's just like, really, I'm frustrated.
No.
I'm frustrated.
But no, I have autism too. And like when that joke, I didn't take offense to it because that's part of your humor. That's the joke, you know?
Families did. They laughed. They laughed.
Yeah, but I'm just saying like I stuck up for you because I was like, yeah.
How'd the mayor take it?
Yeah, did she win another election?
Oh, was it she?
Luckily, she was drinking, and we just she came over, and I just you know, flirted, and we had a
beautiful
good time.
There you
she
go.
She was nice.
So Andy, you've been doing comedy for now. Are you trying stand up or like explain the comedy because you're playing at the Comedy Store next week.
Who's this guy over here?
This is Jacob.
Is he ever going to talk? That's one of my kids' names, Jacob.
Yeah. Jacob, talk to Andy Day.
Well, Jake must be a real cool kid then.
Why, because of the same name?
But I'm fun.
I'm friends with Andy's son, Lucas. We do.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Right. Comedy. Lucas is a great comedian.
Jacob drove Andy here tonight.
In my car, because...
That's your car?
That was my car.
It's a nice car.
Yeah, we were going to get you an Uber, but Jacob said, the traffic is going to cost you $100 with the surge rate. And I was like, I don't want to pay
surge.
A
surge. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So I was like,
I could have walked and made it on time.
See that? See that?
And I
look at
like
that.
I like to walk.
See?
I like to walk.
He's fit.
Yeah.
And he is fit. And he swims every day.
Well, I used to. I don't live by the ocean anymore.
Oh,
that was when I was living
in Malibu.
The sober living.
That's beautiful.
But you're sober now? This is 2 years, 3 years?
No,
beautiful.
I had a slip over the holidays.
Oh.
A lot of people in my life died.
And
I don't really. Now I try not to even talk about Whatever, you know.
Sure.
I had a lot of people say, why do you always talk about your fucking sobriety? Can you swear on this show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, you cunt.
Yeah, buddy.
But I just want to, you know, I just want, I've got to focus on my career.
Yeah.
You know, not about how many days do you have?
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, there you go.
Boy, fuck, we've only done 5 minutes. Fuck. What is your like? Is this just some kind of shit show?
Yeah, it is.
It's just so we roll twice.
I know you.
I stalk you, and you always take pictures with me. I know. I love
pictures of you.
No, with me.
Yeah, I don't take pictures.
No, you don't. I mean, when I you're so generous. Oh, yeah, sure, Alan.
I love getting my pictures taken.
Yeah, and so I'm on Facebook, and you know, we're like, it looks great. Everyone just says, wow, you know Andy and all this, and.
I feel like I know you. Yeah. Like we've met a bunch
of times. Yeah, well, I've semi-stalked you. Gone over the...
Are you always talking about getting me on this show?
Yes, and that's me. Oh. And then I went back there in West LA on the promenade at the theater, what is that theater?
Oh, the West Side Comedy.
The West Side Comedy.
Yeah. That was a while ago.
Yes, it was. Yeah. We've been stalking you for, 3 years?
Did you ever go to Flappers? That was my show after.
No.
I went to Flappers.
No, but I went to the improv, the Melrose Improv, and saw your stuff the lab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favorite place to do it.
Yeah.
Is the improv lab.
Yeah.
It's so intimate.
Close.
I really like your show live because you'll have a comedian do stand up and then you'll instruct him on how to make it funny.
I did that once.
Oh, right. Well, that was the one I went to.
That's my show is so fucking different every fucking time.
Yeah,
I never did that again.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I do. I pride myself on doing something different. Every time.
We try here to follow that pattern, if you can call it a pattern.
No,
a pattern of not being different.
Don't. You just talk to people. It's the same fucking thing every week.
That's true.
Andy, do you like Alan's red glasses?
I do.
I appreciate that.
Because he's very subtle and, you know, neutral colors. Like, you're very tan.
Oh,
and,
damn
and
it.
And then, boom, you got those glasses.
Yes.
They give you character.
Wow.
I'm glad you're sitting across from me, because if you were right here, you'd be like, Keith, you got fatter.
Oh, did you? Why are you letting yourself go?
No, just, you know.
He had his Ralphie May fetish, which I got sick of. And I like Ralphie May. But
he's not doing well, right, Ralphie May?
No, we had his divorced wife here.
Yeah. What's her name again? I know her.
Lana Turner.
Yeah, Lana.
Lana. Like the actress, Lana Turner.
No.
Lana.
Same name, but it's,
ALA.
She's great. She has her own podcast.
Isn't she at all?
Yeah. I'm supposed to be on that, too. I haven't done that one yet.
Oh, man. Well, you should do it.
You forced me to do this.
We'll leave you alone, Eric.
No, it's fine.
He's so sweet.
It's not going to be anything great.
Oh, no.
I'm on everybody's fucking podcast talking about the same fucking shit.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure every time.
Well, anything you want to tell us.
Well, you know why I wanted you, Andy, is because, one, I really admire you. You kind of were a mentor to me in comedy.
Oh.
You know?
Dude, what years? Because I've been doing it for like 30 years.
Yeah.
And I've always gone on stage.
2000.
I started by going on stage.
Yeah.
But mostly plays.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that.
No.
In Joliet, Illinois.
Yeah.
And then before that, I had the neighborhood girls putting me in skits when I was like 6 and 7. And then I just started making these little short films with a Super 8 camera when I was like 10.
Yeah.
And then in Joliet, I did theater in high school and in the community. Mm-hmm. So I did theater. And then I tried stand-up in Joliet at a bar and failed miserably.
Yeah.
And I didn't do stand-up, quote-unquote, again until the 80s with my friend Dino Stamatopoulos, who runs Starburns Industries, with Dan Harmon from Community.
You know,
him, and they used to do Rick and Morty. And now they do Animals on HBO. Mm-hmm. They did Anomalisa, Charlie Kaufman's first animated feature.
Wow.
And all this. And he was my first comedy partner, Dino. But when we tried stand-up separately, we both just fucking sucked. We really did.
Really?
But we loved watching each other suck. And it was funny. Because he was... I would be I was on the floor laughing so hard when he was failing and flailing, and it was bad. And then, but we decided to join forces and do scenes and characters and weird stuff. Andy Kaufman-esque. Oh, I was very influenced by Andy Kaufman.
Oh, yeah.
The way you say you're influenced by me, I looked up to him, and I'm like, that's what I want to do, something that turns people on their ears.
Yeah.
And like that. Like you, when you came to see my show at Westside, you said, oh, I like your show where you do this, and you think I do that every time. No. You can go to my show every fucking week, and you'll see a whole different show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A whole different show with different people. Okay. Yeah, and sometimes there is only one guy in the audience clapping. Seriously, sometimes I'll pack it with my friends and people, and they're all doing characters or something, or there's a band, and there are more people on stage than in the audience sometimes.
Wow.
Sometimes, if I do a weird midnight show, sure. I'm doing something. When does this thing drop or whatever you say?
And
publishes tomorrow minutes. Night.
Oh no! Like
when publishes it tomorrow night.
Oh yeah.
Oh good. Then I can promote.
Yeah.
This thing I'm doing at the Bootleg Theater at 8:00 on Saturday.
Wow.
Fantastic.
It's called Super Tight, and it's put on by the people at Starburns, and I host it, and it's great. They have. It's the kind of show that I would like to be putting on.
Yeah.
But it's great because I can kind of just breeze in and host it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can do whatever I want and talk. And I'm always surprised at who these people are because I didn't put the show together. Yeah. I'm just hosting it. And they always have these great people. You have to come. I'll get you guys tickets.
Oh, please. Yeah. 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 Please. Yeah.
Since you're taking me out to dinner tonight.
You're stunned.
Super Tight at the Bootleg. Fantastic.
Super Tight at the Bootleg Theater, which is on Beverly in downtown L.A. Yeah, get the address. It's like, I can't remember what it is. Yeah. It's like 12,
Bootleg in downtown.
222. I can't remember the address.
We got it.
It's on Beverly in downtown L.A., and it's such a cool venue.
Yeah.
So cool. Have you been there?
No.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Oh.
There's about three different theaters in it. It's a big warehouse that has brick walls. It's so underground. The Super Tight show is very underground.
Nice.
And they have these, boy.
Like the last one I went to and hosted a couple weeks ago. had these two magicians, these females, and they did this magic act. God, I wish I could remember their fucking names, and it's on the tip of my tongue. But one of them is dating Neil Hamburger, that guy.
Yeah.
And then the other one was dating this other comic, and they did this magic to the music of like the 60s, like loungy 60s.
Oh, I love that music.
You would love, hopefully they're there again. You would love them. And then they had these performance artists and some comics and a band. So it's very eclectic, and it's a true 2017 variety show.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
For the millennials and beyond.
Yeah.
And the post-millennials.
Beautiful.
Supposedly, that's what they're being called, the ones coming up after the millennials.
Yeah, the post. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what they're calling them.
Yeah.
They're younger.
Yeah.
I live in a house now since my baby mama moved out. I bought the house. Well, she bought it with my money in her name.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in a room and in this house that's filled with about seven millennials. It's my daughter, my son, my two stepdaughters, and all of their boyfriends and girlfriends, and all of their boyfriends and girlfriends' brothers and or sisters.
Jesus.
Wow. It's just a bunch of fucking kids. And I'm the patriarch, or whatever you call it, the king, but not really, because they are more like the jester, where they almost like shrug at me and look down on me.
Joel,
and
come on.
Well, they do. Like, I have to, I do the dishes. I stopped doing that. I've been putting my foot down. Like, I have my own dishes. I bring them in my room. But anyways, what else has been going on with you? So come to Super Tight. What was the
answer? When is that? Is that
That's on Saturday.
Saturday,
26.
Saturday, 8:00.
Address is 2220 Beverly Boulevard, Los Angeles.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you for the invite.
Yeah. We're definitely going to go. But as I was saying, as I saw you, like I said, this must have been 7 or 8 years ago.
Remind me to put your name on the list, by the way.
Okay. Yes.
Like that day, Saturday.
Okay.
Don't call me every fucking day, Steve.
No. I have Asperger's. I just wanted to make sure it was all...
Every day for 3 years. I'm not kidding.
That wasn't me.
I'm like, you know what? The only way he's going to stop... Because I don't have the heart to block you. You're so nice. Yeah. The only way to stop you is to do your fucking show, which I knew it was going to be like this. Just us doing nothing. And I was sitting here for 40 minutes. You weren't even here.
But that was Jake and Alan's fault.
I had nothing to do with that.
Shelves from Home Depot to put together.
Yeah, see, it's
well, we're going to help you put the shelves together. For waste. And
what about going across? There's a really nice restaurant, and this is not an ad for it because they don't give me shit. But it's called Todo Bien. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's on Ventura. It's new, but it's so good. You would love it. It's Mexican.
Oh, I love Mexican food.
Yeah,
but
you're Mexican.
I'm Cuban.
You are?
Habana.
Well, Cubano. I think it has a Cuban Castro flair.
Beautiful black beans.
They have a lot of black bean dishes, and you would love it. They come up to your table to make the guacamole.
Oh, nice.
Right in front of you.
Fresh guacamole.
Yeah. Can't get any fresher than that.
And I have my heart set on some fresh guacamole
tonight.
Let's do it.
A promise is a promise.
So either you can help me put some shelves together or get me the guacamole. Or both.
We could do both.
Yeah, no problem.
Then you're going to see my house and want to fucking wreck it.
No, I won't do that.
No, that's fine. I don't mind. My baby mama's mom died, and don't say I'm sorry because she was kind of a bitch to me. She really is. She shut me out the last 10 years because she was embarrassed about her state of being, I guess, and her physical appearance. Mm. And she was very vain like that, I guess. And the state of her house, which was in a state of disarray, would be an understatement. She was a hoarder. So she wasn't the kind where she shit in newspapers. Mm-hmm. Not that she was a very clean. Everything was just stacked up to the ceiling, and she had a path to the kitchen, to the bathroom, and to her bed.
Wow,
are you a little bit of a whore? Well, just I can help you.
I have them all in boxes.
You have what?
It's like dolls.
See what I mean about the mics?
We're paying them good money for this.
Well, why is it? You can't even adjust it.
I don't understand. Thank you.
I can.
You've helped us out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should be able to.
Yeah. Look at this.
Or raise your chair up.
I'm craning my neck.
I know. Can you?
I'm okay.
No,
I'm
there's
need
a thing here.
Ooh.
On the side. There's a thing on you. No, on the side of your chair.
No, of course. I
would raise it up.
Yes, here we go.
No, you got to stand up. I forgot. Yeah, Jacob, Keith, and what was your
Alan,
name?
Alan.
Alan. That's my dad's name. How did
A-L-A-N even.
A-L-A-N.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, my dad was A-L-L-E-N.
No, this is the New York Alan, A-L-A-N. Yeah.
See, that's a little higher.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. I feel much better.
So what do you do besides co-host Keith's show?
That's an excellent question. Many people who come on this show ask me that question. And as I field it and I try to come up with something, I usually have an awkward time improvising what I do. I'm an actor. I'm a SAG actor. It means nothing. What does it mean?
No, it really doesn't. In fact, I wasn't one until yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Really?
I had forgot to pay my fucking dues. Yeah. And I did an HBO show. And you know what? They're so used to it.
Sure.
I thought, they're used to it because people come to this town. Mm-hmm. They get eligible, or they get a lucky break, and they get in there, and they find out the dues are $3,000 or whatever, and then they're like, you know what, this is just kind of a hobby, and I'm done. And SAG is used to that. I was trying to retire, but I can't because people are always hiring me. So I did this HBO show called Animals, and they were trying to pay me, but I forgot to pay my dues.
Yeah.
So my agent said, you got to pay your dues or they can't pay you. But like I said, SAG doesn't give a shit. They don't even, I don't think there was a fine.
No. And you know what's funny about this story is that last week, Esai Morales,
I love him.
He was
We did In the Army Now. That was my first big movie.
Really?
In the Army Now with Esai Morales.
Wow.
He was my favorite guy.
He's a wonderful.
He was my favorite.
Sweet.
He was my best friend from that movie.
Wow.
Didn't really get along with Pauly Shore.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's a sweet guy and all, but I don't know. Mm. There's something off, or we just don't vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And David Alan Greer.
David Alan Greer.
I grew to really love him.
Palmer. I've heard he's a sweet man.
Really, really nice. And yeah. Lori Petty, I was one of those situations where I made it awkward because...
Did you date her?
Well, I was trying.
Yeah,
buddy.
Really hard. Because we were in Yuma, Arizona, in a crappy little hotel. And
that's
I'd be knocking on her door late at night, like, hey, let's have some wine.
Oh, my God. And
she wanted nothing to do. But Esai Morales, on the other hand, he's also very handsome. Yeah, and back then he was very good looking. Remember, he was in La Bamba.
Yes.
Yeah. And we have spent a lot of time together having fun, partying. Sure. There were some times where, and this happens a lot with me, where I'm the third wheel, but I'm a good third wheel. So it was him and his girlfriend and me in their bed.
Ooh, third wheel.
Let's just leave it at that. You can use your imagination.
Yeah. So, Andy, if we go out to get guacamole, can you hook me up with the waitress, and then you could be the third wheel?
Oh, come on. You just learned about that. You're already leveraging it shamelessly.
That's
have a little fucking class.
You promise you would not do that.
There are two or three, maybe even four, absolutely beautiful waitresses there.
Oh,
and
nice.
Waiters. Because I'm ACDC.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. We know that.
Right now, lately, I switched my Tinder to women only.
Oh,
that's nice.
And weirdly enough, because it was both, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I get inundated.
Overwhelmed.
With
yeah.
guys.
Overwhelmed.
And then I had to look to see, am I sure that I have it on both, like men and women?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I did. So I said, you know what? I just want to do women.
Sure.
Nothing.
What?
Because I pick.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have to swipe right, but they have to too, and then it's called a
That's
match.
Right. That's right.
I'm just on it fresh. I've not done this.
Yeah.
What's a typical Tinder message to Andy Dick look like?
Well, they don't know. It's a match. It'll say, there's a match, and then they wait for me. I just say, hi.
If you send a portrait of yourself to them, is it technically a dick pic?
Mm-hmm. I've heard it.
Oh.
Really? I thought I was all clever with that one.
That was really brilliant.
Really? You were waiting this whole fucking
time. I love that one.
You know who had the best one was the guy that created... That's okay. The guy that created the show Catfish. What is his name? Zeke? Can you look it up?
Yeah, look up the guy
Jacob,
who created the,
there you go.
The
just
catfish.
Say, creator of Catfish. It's the show on MTV. We hung out a whole night. We stayed up to like 4 in the morning. And we did this awesome... What's that music?
Oh, they have a band in the next studio.
This isn't very soundproof.
There we go.
I can hear it in my mic. Doesn't matter. You know what? It's nice. It's
kind
like
of
Ring
a background.
Serenade. Yeah, it's a good thing. No. Just, we shouldn't have said anything. It's
very like organic.
Elevated the nose out of that wall.
Let's tell them to turn it up.
Wouldn't that be funny? I go over there and say, come on. You
just
know.
Turn it. No, tell them. Please turn it up. It sounds so nice.
We got three results here.
It's Nev.
Nev. Nev Schulman.
Nev. He's so nice and so smart, so cool, and sexy. We got a little intimate, but it was emotional. It was emotional intimacy.
Sure.
Yeah.
But he created this. He did a little snap or something. I don't remember what it was, but he said, finally, what you've all been waiting for, a dick pic. And he has the camera on his, it's a video, and he's saying this, and he pans down, and then my head is sticking through his legs, and I spit water like a little fountain.
Wow.
Like a little dick.
Oh, that's a creative.
So he did the most creative one ever.
That is very creative, I must say.
That show's good. But he did tell me it's, not always 100%
accurate.
Real.
Real. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Andy, have you ever been catfished by somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah. When I first did Tinder years ago, before I met my girl, I met this really nice girl in rehab.
Mm-hmm.
We went out for 2 years, but then she moved away, moved to Alaska, ghosted me. I got... officially ghosted by a girl. She recently has been back in touch with me because I do have a saying. I have two sayings. They always come back, and I always get my man. If somebody dissed me or stole something, I have gotten my computer back, my daughter's camera that was stolen. Mm-hmm. I know you guys are obsessing mm-hmm. about the music. I know.
No.
I like it.
No,
I
love
it's
no,
like it's,
no,
it's
I like
going
it.
With
I like
my
it.
No,
story.
No.
We're already at the restaurant.
These revenge stories.
We are! It's like a salsa band.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So they have really good homemade salsa,
too. I'm hungry.
What I do is I get my own bowl of guacamole, but you know, I'll probably share it with Lena. We're going to take my baby mama.
Okay.
Thanks, Keith. Can you afford this? Because
I won't
go nuts.
Yeah. How much is guacamole nowadays? $18.
It might be a Toto BN. You can look it up, Jacob. You're our go-to.
But no, $18 is worth it for you.
No, it's not $18. Also, that might be the only thing I get, and I'll split it with Lena. We're just gonna have some guacamole.
Yeah,
it's mostly for the atmosphere.
Yeah,
it's wonderful. Nice. But what was I? So yes, I got catfished. Because the person was thicker than they portrayed on their picture on Tinder. They were just thicker.
Body or wiener?
Body.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even hook up with them.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it could. And it was, you don't know if it was a guy or a girl.
No. Yeah. True. Yeah.
No.
But they were thicker.
No. If they send a picture of them being thicker,
they don't send pictures on. You guys obviously
don't do
Tinder.
Tinder
for you.
Yeah. You have a profile.
Yeah.
Like Facebook, so you already see them. So they pick their picture. Like there's probably five pictures of me on my profile. There's five pictures of everybody else, and you're like, oh, you scan them and go, oh, look at their pictures. Oh, nice. They look cute. They look good in a bikini. Oh, look, they look good shirtless. They look good. This person, I don't know, they either photoshopped it or it was pictures from years ago, but it was just like very disappointed. And I went on one date and didn't go back on Tinder for 7 years, I think.
Wow. It was a little bit of a trauma.
It wasn't dramatic, but I felt obligated to hang out with this person. Yeah. All night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I just said, please go away. And I never
called
them.
Well, that was sweet of you. You know, I
never called them again.
Well, that was smart of you.
Yeah. 6 years later, Andy's sitting on the sofa. He's like, man, that fucking guy was fat as fuck.
It was a girl.
Oh, that girl was fat as fuck.
No, I'm not going to tell you whether it was a girl or a guy.
Thick.
I don't know.
I like it.
I would be disappointed if any one of you three showed up at my doorstep.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm your Tinder date. I would just slam the door in your face. Well,
if I did, I'd be like, you ain't even returning my calls.
Yeah. Well, he's being honest.
Honest, if I can really I've seen some pictures of me just from last night. I did somebody else's podcast. I did that No Jumper podcast.
Yes.
Very popular underground podcast. Yeah. I had not heard of it, but one of my millennial friends that used to be my assistant really wanted me to be on this podcast
because
it was going to help him out in some way. I don't even know. And his name is Adam, the host.
Mm-hmm.
And they were taking pictures. And then I saw some of the pictures today of me. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm a fucking ugly motherfucker.
No.
Because I always, when I take a picture, I am controlling the picture. And I look at it, and I just know how to just smile slightly or not smile at all. And then my cheekbones kind of pop through a little. And my glasses, I think, cover up the crags on my face. I'm 51.
Wow.
I have a little roadmap of lines. Like, I'm turning into Abe Lincoln. I'm thin and I look gangly.
No, and it looks good. And it looks good.
No, whatever. I saw pictures where I was like talking in the middle where other... Because when I take a picture, I don't talk and I know how to pose. But somebody was taking pictures while I'm going... And I was so animated that I'm like, who is that fucking cartoonish faggot? I looked like a goofy motherfucking fag. I can say that because I've sucked a dick.
Yeah.
Have any of you sucked a dick?
No, I haven't.
Really? With all your autism and OCD and all that shit, nobody ever coerced you into, like, hey, it's a lollipop.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Or you're just embarrassed to say.
No.
Why didn't you? Are you sexual at all? Do you all have autism? What's wrong with you people?
No, we're sexual.
Just kidding. Are you in a club of autism?
No.
How severe is your autism?
Some of us are in the closet.
We're in the closet. Keith, I think he just has forgetfulness. Like, he forgot that he called me yesterday.
That's right.
And then the next day, he forgot that he called me that morning.
Well, that's informative.
He just calls me and calls me and calls me. That's like fanaticism.
Yeah, that's weird.
You have a harsh case of fanatical callback.
Well, he's...
Call him again. That has nothing to do with autism. I think you're fucking pretending to be autistic just to have a show. You know, because you're perfectly normal.
Fairly normal.
No,
fairly
normal. The reason why I kept calling was because I had a guest who just overslept on the date. And I didn't want that to happen again. So it was just like, okay, set the alarm. So that's why.
No. You've been calling me for years.
Oh, yeah. But I was like, talking about... Like,
yeah, in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
It's like
last couple
all
days.
Day, every
all
day.
All day long. Yeah.
Jacob, all day, every day.
Wow.
And then he sends his friend Jacob over 3 hours early. And by the way, I get in the car and I'm like, can we go over to this health store? Called, I will do a shout out to them because they gave me a nice 10% discount, which isn't everything helps.
Yeah.
It's called Mother Nature's Remedy, and it's really great. It's tiny. It's like a mini Erewhon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's right at Fallbrook and Ventura. Mm-hmm. Mother Nature's Remedy. Mm-hmm. And I went in there to get some of the fresh tea they do. They have bulletproof coffee. They have a full juice bar and all that, and all the vitamins and supplements that I personally take.
Nice.
And John Sally was there today.
Oh, the basketball player.
Yeah, he was there just hanging out.
Yeah.
And I know him, and that was cool. And I said, I think I have your number, and I did because I want him on my podcast. That's you should come.
Cool.
You three
can we come
amigos in? Should come on my podcast.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Maybe this week. I don't have a guest.
I was thinking
about using one of my friends that he's like you, calling me every fucking But I don't. I mean, I need to be called every day. You were right. But the weird thing is, I remember this one, but I did forget the one from last night. Oh, did you guys see how I have autism? I'm like, there's a haunted house right at Hollywood and Vine. Did you see that?
No, what's going on?
The Stephen King movie. It's being sponsored by that movie.
They're remaking it.
Yeah, and they have a haunted house.
Oh, cool.
It's called It.
Yeah.
It's the movie. It's like a big commercial for the movie, but it's a haunted house. You get to go in, and I might go to it tonight after this. I might.
Wow.
Oh, no, we're not. We're going to Toto.
We could do whatever you want.
But the It thing closes at 11. We have to go to Toto.
All right. Andy, speaking of remakes, do you like it when they do remakes?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Why not?
Don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I really like the Planet of the Apes remakes.
Oh, yeah.
People they've been
like
nailing
that.
People like that.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
But I liked the original one. I like the remakes better. I still like the original.
Oh, the original was so great.
It was a perfect... Those were perfect movies for me my age. Because I'm 51, so I was, that was in the 70s, I guess, and I saw them on TV though. So I think I was around 10 when they came out on TV. They came out on TV fairly quickly, I think.
Yeah,
and they were just such a trip for a kid like me. Yeah. What movies would be a big trip for you because you guys are younger, right?
Like Jurassic Park. I remember when I was really
Jurassic
young.
Park.
That was out of nowhere, so awesome. Dinosaurs. Yeah.
That was still awesome for me, even though I was an adult.
Yeah.
It just was.
That was a great movie.
Blows you away.
Jurassic World was awesome too.
Yeah, all those movies.
I was like, whoa.
Oh, the newest one.
Yeah,
it was so good.
Yeah,
yeah. I like the ancillary characters, like those two that were in the booth or the control room where they were looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the guy that thought he was having a relationship with that girl who said, I have a boyfriend. He's like, oh, no, yeah, I know. Or whatever. Who's that actor? He's so good.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum was the agent of chaos in the original one.
Jeff Goldblum.
Who are we thinking about?
Okay.
No, he's like a young guy in the booth. And
in the original,
in the first Jurassic
one?
Park,
no,
in the new one,
Chris Pratt. I'm sorry, I'm thinking of the first Jurassic Park.
Yeah, Chris Pratt.
He's like a character.
Yeah, that's him, right?
But a character, like he's a character. He's an ancillary, smaller character part.
Vincent, what's his name?
Yeah.
Vaughn?
No, Jake.
Never mind. I guess you guys don't talk about movies on your podcast.
Not that often. No. Is that strange?
So what do you talk about? I want you guys to be comfortable.
We actually talk about comedy for the first half.
Yeah, we
and
talk
life.
A lot.
And
isn't that tiresome for some
people? It is for me.
But for you it is. But for us, I don't know what it is.
I don't do comedy. And when people call me a comedian, I wish I was disciplined enough. I wish I could write jokes. I wish I could, you know, get a laugh every 30 seconds, because that's what a comedian does. They get a laugh every 30 seconds. I don't. I go on stage, I tell stories. Right. It's hopefully thought-provoking or at the very, very, very least interesting.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, I like to sometimes shock people or make them think or even anger them or make them cry or make them feel something. I just like to make them feel something. I never have wanted the responsibility of having to make somebody laugh. It's way too fucking hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good luck. You ain't going to do it, Keith. Well, you ain't going to do it. There's only room for a few of the Chris Rocks or Jerry Seinfelds I'm naming
very
the
tough.
Ones. From my era, but like the new, like the Louis C.K. Like Louis C.K. and I are almost the same age. I'm a little older. I think he's 45, 46, and I'm 51. But like for me, he's the quintessential stand-up comic.
Yeah.
He's perfect for me. I love him. I went to see him
at he's wonderful.
The Kodak Theater with my daughter, and I was laughing so fucking hard. I had to leave the theater. I thought I was going to have an aneurysm or cough up a lung.
No,
and I thought that people were looking at me because I was screaming with laughter. Yeah. It was so good. And he does what I wish I could do. And maybe I could if I put my nose to the grindstone, which I don't do. So I like to, you know, build my shelves that I get from IKEA or Home Depot. And, you know, I have other interests.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I started comedy, that time that I told you about earlier in this interview, when my friend and I went up on stage, and I did try it for a spell, I found that my OCD, my form of autism or whatever I have, because I know I'm on the spectrum. I know I am.
Sure.
It took over. Comedy took over, and I could not think of anything else but jokes. Yeah. Everything was a fucking joke. Mm-hmm. Everything was a potential joke. Mm-hmm. And where is the joke? Where is the joke? Sure. Where's the joke in this situation right now that we're in right now? Where is it? And then I realized I wasn't living my life. I was trapped in this jail of, oh my God, I have to write a joke because I'm going on stage soon. And it was horrible. It was a nightmare for me. And I only did that for a few months. And I said, I can't do this. I'm going to guess that people like Louis C.K. and all the other very successful comedians go around in this state of where's the joke in this?
What's the joke in this?
Yeah. And that's a fucking nightmare, dude. Yeah. I want to just fucking have fun. Sure. Yeah. I want to look at my daughter and see how pretty she is. Sure. Yeah. And, you know, let's just laugh. We do laugh a lot.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's better. We want to be a real person.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
pet my dog,
Buddy.
Yeah,
he went for a little run.
He ran out the door
for your dog.
Because Jacob and I spent some time together.
Yeah, three hours.
Oh, and that's what I was telling you on the way to Mother Nature's Remedy. We got some tea. I went back home, put something in the fridge. Yeah. Buddy ran out. We had to chase him down.
Jacob,
all
is
this
a good
shit.
Man.
Like good we spent a good couple hours together, and we still got here 40 minutes. See if I ever do this show again.
Well, Andy, I want you to know that I also think I consider you a comedian because, like
I
you said,
too.
You get people's attention.
Storyteller.
You know, storyteller.
I like saying storyteller.
Oh, yeah. But I actually like it.
Because I pale in comparison to all of the other true comedians.
I think you're a true comedian because you touch people.
I wish I had been doing specials. I was offered an HBO special and wrote it. Got paid $90,000 with Fax and Adam, the two guys that started Mad TV, wrote the special. And then at the last second, I said, I don't want to shoot it. I don't want to do it, and I don't want to shoot it.
Yeah.
I mean, thanks for the money, That was nice. Yeah. I was going to get more once we shot it and this. And I've done that, I think, five separate times where I've written things out. And then I'm like, it's not to my liking.
Yeah.
It's not. It could be the death of me.
Yeah.
It could be like the end of my career, so I wouldn't do it. Looking back, I'm regretful. I wish I would just have plowed forward and said, let's just fucking air this.
Sure.
Because now I see people do multiple specials.
Yeah.
See, I thought that was going to be the be-all, end-all. I'll do one HBO special, I'm done, and that's how people are going to remember me.
Yeah.
It's like the book they always want me to write.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you want me to write a book? They're begging me for years and years. And my thing is, once I write a book, doesn't that mean I'm kind of done? No, it doesn't anymore. You can write another book, and you can do another special, and another special. I think Louis C.K. has like 5-10 fucking specials.
Yeah.
God damn it. I've been it's a stupid.
No. We actually had a question about your book from the Twitterverse, but you just said that they wanted it.
Everybody wants me to.
Yeah, you should write a book.
I am. I do this thing where I dictate into my notes, into my iPhone.
Sure.
And then my baby mama transcribes them.
Oh, that's nice.
But there's no jokes. No jokes. Did you ever read Howard Stern's Private Parts?
I saw the movie.
Oh, God. We're all literate Californians here. You're trying to pick up a fucking book.
Yeah, book is I didn't read it either, but that was my point. Is that his?
Yeah.
If you do see it somewhere, crack it open, any page, and it just rambles on. And who gives a shit? That's kind of the thing. I think it's so. And I'm already so self-involved and like that. And a book is so masturbatory. Like, well, you want to know more about me? Let me tell you this and that. And when I was 7, I did this. And, you know, guess what I ate this morning? Who gives a fucking shit? And I tried to read everyone's Amy Poehler. But now what I do, and this is how self-involved I am, everybody's book that I know, people I know, I just go, where's my part?
Oh.
I go right like Amy
Poehler.
You were
in Artie Lang's.
Yeah,
Artie
Lang's.
That's a great fucking question, though.
Yeah, Amy Poehler's, the Second City, you know, history.
Yeah.
You name one of my friends, I'm in their book. Kathy Griffin, her book. Anthony Rapp. I mean, I like being in everyone's books. I just don't feel like fucking writing one. But I will.
Will you be in my book?
You're the one writing it.
Yeah,
it's up to you, dummy. Yeah. So you're not autistic. You're just dumb. What is wrong with you?
No. No,
so you guys have been friends. You and Jacob have been friends since kids, he told me.
They grew up. School, did you grow up together?
Together.
Jacob told me that he's a chauffeur.
Chauffeur.
Mostly for Taco Bell executives.
Wow.
That's correct.
Really?
You don't even know that he's your friend.
No, we didn't know the Taco Bell.
Well, we had a lot of time together.
He told me he was a chauffeur for basketball players.
I know.
I drove Kevin Love the other day, and I drove, I can't blank on his name. He just got traded to Mavericks.
John, you
should have come in. You waited in the car like a true chauffeur, but you could have come in.
If I knew they had bulletproof coffee, I would have gotten that in a heartbeat. So delicious. That's what the oil and the butter.
I asked you if you wanted anything.
Sounds good. Well, I want to be polite, but
no, you should have come in because it. Like I said, you know what Erewhon is?
Yeah.
And Whole Foods.
Yes.
No. It is literally my own personal Erewhon. There's no one in there, and in this instance, it was me and John Sally. It's just us two in this our own, and we can talk. There were three or four employees.
Yeah.
It's like what I talked about where there's more people on stage than in the audience. Sure, no, it was like that in this store. There's four employees and then me and John Sally.
Yeah.
It's
I love it like that. So I know that feeling.
You do?
Yeah.
Which one?
Ralph's.
You do?
In what city?
Does your audience know this?
Irvine. Yeah, I have a joke that I talk about working at it because it's really hard seeing social cues. So this guy came into my line once. He was like, "Hi, how are you?" And I was like, "Oh, do you have a Ralph's card?" You know what I mean? Because I don't see how people are doing and stuff. Like when I talk to people, they're just blanks. So that's the joke I do.
I don't get the joke. Say it again.
Okay. So I was scanning this guy's groceries and I was like, "Hi, how are you?" And this guy's like, "Oh, I'm terrible. I just saw my wife cheat on me with my brother and I just felt like letting go." And I was like, "Oh, do you have a Ralph's card?"
That's not a joke, but it's funny. It sounds like you're just not emotional, or you're not emotionally aware, or you're not connected. You can't connect with people on an emotional level.
I can't connect to people
except through laughter. Because I've seen you laughing at stuff I'm saying.
Yeah. I could connect to people through laughter, but not emotionally I can't get a girlfriend. That's why I need your help at the Mexican place.
The Tinder?
Maybe
the Tinder.
They're very hot. I actually asked two of them out and got shut down. Well, one of them said, well, let's see. We'll see.
Jacob, didn't you want to ask Andy about the story in the game in that book?
Go ahead.
He just said he liked it.
Oh, the game.
A while back.
That book.
I'm not sure it's a good question or not, but Neil Strauss is the game mentioned in it.
Yeah.
Is that factually true? Like, I don't know if you want to comment on that or anything. Or
I actually don't know the story, and I didn't read that part. I didn't read the book or the story. But I know supposedly Neil was at my house, and then people told me I'm in that book. And then called the game. And then I ran into him years later, and I said, am I in your book? And he has a new book coming out, or it came out. Tell me the story. I don't know it.
Just something about, it's been forever since I read it, but it was about you coming to one of Neil's parties.
No, and he came to my house.
Oh, okay, so he came to your house.
Supposedly.
Something, but like, he had the limelight for a while, and then you came in, and everyone was like, Andy fucking Dick. Oh. And he's like, oh my God, how am I going to impress this girl now? Andy Dick's here. And it kind of went from there or something like that. And I was wondering if you want
maybe to I did go to his house, but I don't think I did. I think he was at my house.
Okay.
Maybe. I wouldn't. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've been to many, 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 many. I went to a party two nights ago at the Peppermint Club for my friend Jane Owen. It was her birthday. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jane.
Happy birthday.
But I partied way too much. I looked forward. I lived for going out.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
For two or three decades.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you still like going out.
No, not as much.
Really?
I like to go out to IKEA.
Yeah.
I love IKEA.
Yeah.
I go at least once a week, two or three times a week sometimes. Mm-hmm. I hack it. You know, I go in the exit. Do you know about this?
No.
I park in the exit area where you load up. I park in the loading zone. Because I know I'm going to be loading something up.
Sure.
Because I go and I get my free cup of coffee because I'm a family member and all. Anybody can be a family member. Just give them your email address.
Boom.
And then you can even say, don't send me emails. No. But I'll take that coffee because you get a card. And then you show them your card and they give you a free cup of coffee.
That's so nice.
I put cream in it and I walk right past the registers. And to right there is the as-is section. 50% to 80% off, already built for you.
Oh, wow. Oh yeah.
It's very nice products.
Yeah.
I have too much furniture now.
We have to go build stuff for you at your house.
We're volunteering.
It'll make a great story. There's probably three shelves left. And I have resorted to, because I've got one of those 20-foot storage containers that they just plop down in your driveway. Yep.
Right.
And so I have to fill it with shelves because... And so what I did is I went to Home Depot and bought these just cheap-ass fucking plastic shelves that just pop together.
Sure.
You just pop them together. I built two right before... I could have built the rest of them if you didn't drag my fucking sorry ass sit in that...
Sorry.
That was all Jacob and Alan Lee's fault.
Little lobby in the plastic plant.
That's supposed to be the green room.
It was like a gynecologist's waiting room.
Yeah, it's
really just very sterile, little drab, cold, little drab. Stark. drab and depressing. With butterscotch candies in a dish that Jacob swears by.
They're so good. They're so good. I eat like eight of them every time.
He really loves them.
It looks like,
well,
you guys, all three of you need. You just sucked in your stomach.
I know. I don't like that. I'm sorry.
You're the thinnest of the three.
Thank you. I'm so self-conscious.
Well, you said that it's not even about how you guys look, because although I'm fat for me, I might have body dysmorphia, but for me, I'm fat. You might want to snap that one button over there. This one, I do the same thing.
It looks like a cowboy.
Unless you want to keep it open.
No, it looks like your pecs are like bigger.
I like it, but see how I am. I told him I'm on the spectrum,
thank you.
It's how you feel.
Yes,
it's the, like, when I get just a layer of, if, like, I had this little this where I fell off the wagon for a few months, yeah. and mm-hmm. I was drinking a lot. I gained, I could see it in my face, and I was just, it doesn't just go boom and you turn fat. It's, there's a layer of fat all over your body, and I just didn't feel good.
Yeah.
You guys must not feel the best you can be feeling.
I don't, but I mean, I got to get to the gym.
I have 15.
Well, Andy, we're out of time, but I just want you to know, thank you so much for doing
it. You're the best. But wait, don't end on that such a sad note, because there are little tiny things you can do. Let me give you one or two things to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just stop drinking soda.
I got it. Stop.
Just do that.
Yeah.
And you'll watch how things start shedding off quickly.
Well, what do you suggest I drink?
Just fucking water.
Yeah.
And you can even have coffee. The Bulletproof coffee is okay.
Yes, coffee's good.
If you want to get extreme, you can get into ketosis, which is where you live on fat.
That's right. No carbs, right?
Yeah, no carbs, no sugar.
No carbs, no sugar. No.
That's why I gave you my bison bar, because it had some carbs I didn't notice.
Ooh, is tea good?
Tea's great. Tea's right. Tea, but no, you can't put honey in it.
No, I don't.
You
can
put sweeteners.
No sweeteners. No.
You can do stevia.
Yeah.
You
or
like stevia?
Monk fruit. There's
monk fruit.
Or xylitol.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's three different ones I know of, yeah.
But aspartame is poison.
Yeah.
All right, so what's tip number two?
Walk more. Just walk. Just, and you don't have to run, because it's not good.
Yeah.
Especially when you guys are, you know, like, I started running, and my ankles got fucked up. So just walk everywhere. If you take a nice long half hour to an hour walk, there's no stress on your knees and your ankles and all that. And it's like running for 20 minutes if you walk for an hour. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
Wow.
Without the stress on your joints.
Pounding away.
Yeah. But you guys got to do that. You got to get more active. Then, at our age, because you guys are getting into your 30s, you do, supposedly, from what I've heard, have to start working out the big muscles. Mm-hmm. And the best way to lose weight, I heard, like to eat away at the fat, is to wake up and work some big muscles.
Yes. Right away.
So, right away, without any food in your stomach.
Okay.
So, wake up and do some squats.
Squats.
I used to do 200. Now I'm back down to just 100.
That's good.
Yeah, squat. And I do 50.
Yeah.
And it's fucking hard. It's hard. Mm-hmm. Then I do another 50. And then I do push-ups, which I used to be able to do. I used to be able to do 3 sets of 20.
Nice.
Now I can do like 15, kind of granny style, where I'm pushing up from the floor. And then push-ups.
Yeah.
Push-ups, pull-ups, and squats. Working out some big muscles.
Sure.
Okay, can you guys do that for me?
Yeah.
Then maybe I'll come back.
Yeah.
If you each lose 10 to 20 pounds,
you'll come back?
I'll come back.
All right, sweet.
That's, and in fact, that's the only way I'm going to come back. Because I know you ain't going to do it. So. Hasta la vista!
That's the show. You guys can follow Andy on Twitter at Andy Dick.
Threw in a health tip at the end.
Yeah.
How can you beat this?
Yeah. All of my social media platforms are at Andy Dick, except Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Which I had to get on because of my kids, all those goddamn millennials that live with me. They're all on Snapchat. That's the Andy Dick.
Okay.
The Andy Dick. Okay.
All right.
Snapchat.
Well,
beautiful.
Andy, thank you so much.
Thank you. That actually was fun.
I really do love you, and thank you for doing that. I love you too, buddy.
Yeah. Sorry I'm such a pain in the ass.
We're going to have avocados to add to our calorie.
If you want.
Well, Andy's going to get me a girlfriend, and we'll see you guys next year.
Oh, no.
All right.
Peace. Yay.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee. Right here on LA Talk Radio.